And welcome back inside the cave. Pat Hayes, John Kane with you this morning. And we have an all-time first today. We have a world champion in studio with us today. Not one world champion, but two world championships. Let's welcome Eleanor Ott to Inside the Cave. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you won two world championships, the first one coming in the American Quarter Horse Association, and then the second one, the National Snaffle Bit Association. I there's so much to ask you. We don't know where to start, but I guess let's start at the beginning. How long have you been an equestrian athlete?
I've been riding since I was two, probably, maybe even younger than that.
And at what age did you decide to get into competition?
I think I first started showing was when I was like three or four, when I did the lead line and stuff. But I think my first show was like when I was three or four.
Three or four? Do you need like a stair steps to get on the horse? How do they do that?
So in the lead line, someone would walk the horse. And then when you're younger, normally people like walk next to you and make sure you don't fall off. But you can just get lifted on.
Okay.
All right. So you've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
So you're pretty adept at it. And as we said, you've won two national championships. Tell us about the American Quarter Horse Association. You were out at the Oklahoma County Fairgrounds, or State Fairgrounds, actually, in Oklahoma City. Tell us about that adventure.
The American Quarter Horse, it's one of the biggest breeds. So this coming up in October, they have the largest single breed horse show coming up. So the American Quarter Horse is a very popular known breed, and they have amazing facilities. They have everything, and it's just a really good breed, and everyone knows the American Quarter Horse.
You know, when I think of American Quarter Horses, I think of racing horses. Do these horses race also, or are they specifically trained to do what you're doing?
It depends. Sometimes, like back in like the 1980s, they were known for racing before the thoroughbred came along. But now they're kind of known for the pleasure stuff, the hunter and saddle stuff, and kind of the stuff more we do at the All-American horse shows.
So you won 13 and under in level 3 and level 2 trail. Can you explain what that is?
So the trail is kind of like a bunch of poles thrown in an arena, and you have to go over them. You have to get a certain stride through all the poles. It's probably one of the most difficult classes.
Wow. And how many other riders were you competing against?
I'd say 50 or 60. I think that's how many there were.
Mm-hmm. And how many different exercises, I guess, showmanship, age gelding? Well, explain what that's all about.
So the showmanship is kind of, it's you run next to your horse, and the goal of it is to be in pattern with your horse, and you do a pattern to a judge, and that's showmanship. And then halter, they're judging you on like how your horse looks, all the muscles in your horse, and like how your horse profiles and that kind of stuff.
Okay, and there's some other things, the hunter under saddle that you competed in, age geldings, is that what, the age of your horse?
So age means four and older. Okay. So that's aged, and then geldings is their gender.
So how old is your gelding?
He's 7.
Okay. All right.
So in the snaffle bit competition, how does that work? What's the criteria that the judges judge on?
In what event?
Oh.
There's a lot of events there, John.
All right. I mean, look here. The one you won the state, yeah, the world championship in.
So I won at the AQHA World Show, I won the trail, and then at the NSBA World, I won the showmanship. So the showmanship is on how you work with your horse. It's on how your body is when you run, you stop, and make sure you and your horse are together and one's not ahead of the other.
So you use the same horse in both competitions, is that?
Yes.
Okay.
We were gone for about a month.
Yeah, I can see that. At least it's nice that they kind of kept it all in Oklahoma. You didn't have to travel too far, right?
Yes, we have had some times where we go from like one state to another.
So how many states have you been in competing?
Oh, that's hard. I think I've shown horses in like 14 states.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't remember.
Nothing outside the United States then?
No, we don't normally go outside the United States. We like to stay in the states.
All right. Now, you were telling us before we went on the air that competitors come to these events from all over the world. Where are some of the places that they come from?
They come from Brazil, Dominican Republic, Canada, so many more places. And it's crazy because, I mean, their teams aren't huge, but when they come, we are so appreciative that they come because they don't get an opportunity to come to the United States and do it other really than the World Show. Like the AQHA World Show, that invites everyone from all over the world to come and compete in the United States and get a taste of our competition.
So I imagine you have met some pretty fantastic people during the course of your showing your horse.
Yes, it is. Sometimes you'll meet people that are so unique, you're like, where have you been? It's pretty crazy.
So when we look at your horse, I mean, part of what the horse looks like are the lines on the horse. How did you know that your horse would be a horse that would do well in that kind of a competition?
So you want to look at their breeding. My horse, which his name is He's Rainy Made, he is out of Rhapsody of the Rain by Machine Made. Machine Made is one of the top stallions ever, and Rhapsody of the Rain has won a lot of money. So when my trainer went and tried him, we were like, he has really good breeding, and he's built very well. He could be something to take someone to the top. So then you have to ride the horse and look at it and like test it out and kind of see like what they're going to take, what they're not going to take, and that shows you their potential.
So did you name the horse? Or
I did name him.
Yeah, that was prescient, wasn't it? He's Ready Made.
He's Rainy Made.
Oh, I thought it was He's Ready Made. Well, he likes the rain.
His barn name's better, though. Oh, it's Tater Tot.
Oh, nice. He responds to both?
Oh, yeah.
And he is owned by your grandmother, correct?
Yes, he is.
Lana Pickles.
Yep.
And so you live on a farm out in the Sand Creek area.
I do.
So obviously you have to have someone who shows you how to do all of these exercises. Who is your mentor?
My trainer is Becky Schooler. She's right here in Adrian. I go almost every day after school, and I've been with her since I was 9.
Wow.
Well, long time. And how many hours do you have to put in each day, roughly, with your horse?
So it kind of depends on where I'm at. So at Becky's barn, she has people that like help her, and she does stuff with them when I'm not there. But at my barn, when I do stuff, I'm with them for maybe 4 or 5 hours just doing stuff around the barn.
Okay. Do you train the horse winter, spring, summer, fall, throughout?
Yes, we ride them all year round. We have heated barns and that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And so as far as the competitions are concerned, this is pretty much a year-round event.
Yes. We go normally all year round. Sometimes during the winter, it's not as many horse shows, but there still are horse shows all year round.
Okay, so a year-round sport. I'm sure this is quite expensive to own a horse and do all the traveling. Do you have like sponsors that you get that help you out?
No, but Becky has sponsors to kind of help with her, but I don't personally have sponsors.
Okay.
Well, if you're out there listening, you want to sponsor Eleanor, just get in touch with her. I'm sure she would welcome that very much. So think about it. So you started the show at 2 or 3. And what was, do you recall what the first time was like when you were that young?
I really don't. I don't remember it. I mean, I see pictures all the time that my mom posts on Facebook and that kind of stuff, but I don't really remember me the first time showing. I think I showed Julia DeYoungi's horse, Dexter. I think I showed that one in the lead line for a little while. I do remember that, but I think that was the first horse I ever showed.
Now, is that unusual, or are there other competitors that start as young as you started?
It all depends. Some people have the opportunity at a younger age. Some people don't have an opportunity like I did, so they have to wait a little longer. It all just depends on like what you have and what you don't have.
So I can understand some of these showmanship, horsemanship, and we already talked about aged geldings. What's hunter under saddle?
So in hunter under saddle, you want to focus on how the horse moves and how big their stride is. So you walk both ways, you trot both ways, and you lope both ways.
All right, so you've been doing this since you've been 3 or 4 years old. You have probably ridden many different horses. Can you tell us some of your favorites?
So Becky always gives me the opportunity to ride her horses and ride horses that she has at her barn. So I don't know. I have to say one of my favorite horses to ride would be Molly Froman's horse, or Molly Jacobs' horse. Mm-hmm. I love that horse. He is so cool. He is, registered name is Kickin' Dust Up. He was just reserve at the NSBA World in the Hunter Under Saddle, but he's so cool. She gives me the opportunity to ride him all the time, and I love that horse.
All right, so you're going to be a freshman at Adrian High School.
Yes.
And Adrian High School now has an equestrian program. Tell us about the program that you're going to be partaking in at Adrian High.
So me and my teammate, Lily Ginnack, we have already had our first meet, and we won our first meet. There were 17 classes. We won 14 of them.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And it's great because we both get along and there's not a ton of people. So we're in the D division, and I'll be gone for our next meet, but she'll be here. People should go and watch it.
Okay, and when is that going to be and where?
My mom's looking it up.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, we'll find out in just a second.
Yeah.
So
At the Lenawee County Fairgrounds in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
On Sunday.
All right.
From 8 to probably 9, 10 o'clock at night.
It goes that long?
Yes.
That's a long day.
Yes.
So it's in the show arena that all the 4-H'ers?
Yes, in the horse arenas.
Now, were you involved in 4-H growing up on the farm?
I was up until I was 12 because I started going to the All-American Quarter Horse World Show, and that takes place during fair. But I showed steers and cattle.
So you're on the road quite a bit during the course of the year.
Yes.
How many days approximately?
Probably 120 days a year I'm on the road.
Wow.
And your horse is... Your horse is in the trailer getting transported to all these events.
He loves his trailer. It's his safe zone.
Wow, that is great. We are just about out of time here, but certainly we want to say congratulations to you on being not just a national champion, a world champion. How does that feel? How do you get your head around that?
I was in shock when it first happened. I was kind of like, I pinched myself. I was like, am I dreaming? But it feels pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet it would.
I bet it would. Yeah, you're a world champion.
And not just once, but twice.
How are going to Adrian High School, how are some of your competitors going to think of, world champ? We're going up against a world champion. Do we have a chance?
Well, I don't use Tater for the equestrian team. I use my mom's old horse, but I don't know. That's going to be a question for another day.
Well, certainly congratulations, Eleanor, and well-deserved accolades, 2 world championships. We want to thank you for coming in and being our first world champion to come in inside the cave.
Anytime.
All right. Eleanor Ott, our world champion equestrian.